Macmillan Audio presents That Summer by Lauren Willig. Read for you by Nicola Barber. Chapter 1. New York, 2009. "Someone's left me a house," said Julia. "In England." It was a Sunday morning and her father was ensconced in his usual place at the kitchen table. It was the Cadillac of kitchen tables, blonde wood, worth more than Julia's rent for the month. A woven mat held a vase of flowers, three white lilies against a spray of ferns, deceptively simple. Visiting her father's apartment always made Julia feel as though she were stepping into an illustrated spread in Town and Country. Her ancient blue jeans and button-down shirt were decidedly incongruous against the silver appliances and careful flower arrangement.
"Your Aunt Regina's house,"
said her father without hesitation.
"Aunt who?"
Julia didn't have any aunts, or at least none she knew of. Her mother had been an only child, and her father might as well have been. She was vaguely aware that she had a half-sister, or maybe a half-brother, in Manchester, but they'd never had anything to do with that part of the family, not so much as a Christmas card.
"Your mother's aunt,"
said her father briefly, shaking out a section of the Sunday paper.
"Regina Ash."
He didn't meet Julia's eyes.
Well, that was par for the course, wasn't it? In all these years they had never spoken about England, about that grey prehistory that Julia revisited only in nightmares.
Sometimes she dreamed of it still. The flash of lights, rain on a windshield, heard the screech of tyres and her own cries. She would wake up trembling, her arms wrapped around her shaking body, crying for her mother.
"Am I meant to know who that is?"
Julia kept her voice carefully light, trying to hide the way her hands trembled. She wandered over to the percolator on the counter, giving herself time to compose herself, striving for normal, the normal she had so carefully cultivated over the past 25 years.
"That was the name on the letter, Regina Ash."
"She was your mother's guardian,"
said her father. His voice was very clipped, very British. Rather than diminishing over the years, her father's accent had become even more pronouncedly BBC the longer they stayed in the States. He groomed it as one might a well-tended head of hair. Julia couldn't blame him. There was a peculiar status accorded to Englishmen in New York. It was distinctly annoying, particularly because her childhood accent had had the reverse effect on her peers. She had wasted no time in shedding it. Transference, the psychiatrist Julia had seen in college had called it, and a long string of psychobabble that would probably have made more sense to her if she had taken the intro psych course like her roommate. The basic gist of it was clear, though. She had sloughed off that old self, that little girl who had lived in London, who answered to Julie, who lived with both parents in a flat with a garden, and become an American girl named Julia. It was a coping mechanism. Julia had nodded politely and hadn't gone back. She didn't need someone to tell her the obvious.
"Right," Julia said. "Her guardian."
The Sunday Times crinkled as her father turned the page. From the counter, all Julia could see was the back of her father's head. Grey, carefully cropped, the tips of his ears, the wire rims of his glasses. Her mother had a guardian who had a house. It sounded like something out of a French exercise. "Avez-vous la maison de la tante de ma mère?" But Julia didn't want the house of the aunt of her mother. All of that was over, done, a long, long time ago. She was American now, as American as yellow cabs and gum on the sidewalk. Her life was here, and had been ever since that awful October they had picked up and moved, lock, stock and barrel, to New York. Julia opened the glass-fronted cabinet, helping herself to a mug from a neatly stacked row.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?